The readings for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B, revolve around the theme of healing and restoration, both physically and spiritually. The first reading from Isaiah, Isaiah 35 verses 4-7, is a prophecy of the Lord bringing restoration to his people, specifically speaking of the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, and the lame leaping. It paints a picture of the power of God to transform situations of despair into hope, using the imagery of a desert blooming and water flowing in arid places. The second reading from James, James 2 verses 1-5, further challenges us to open our eyes to those who are marginalized or in need. It reminds us that God often chooses the poor and the weak to be rich in faith, challenging our own biases and calling us to treat everyone with dignity. In the Gospel, as Mark 7 verses 31-37, we see the prophecy from the first reading being fulfilled in Jesus healing a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. The way Jesus heals, by touching the man's ears and tongue and speaking "Ephphatha, be opened," emphasizes his personal and intimate care for those in need of healing. There's so much depth in the details of how Jesus interacts with the man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. The actions might seem unusual, but they hold significant meaning. First, taking the man aside, away from the crowd, shows Jesus' personal care and attention. It wasn't just about performing a miracle for show or impressing the crowd. Jesus was concerned with the individual, the man's dignity and privacy, and the intimate nature of the healing. By separating him from the crowd, Jesus created a personal space where the man could encounter him fully without distractions. The act of putting spittle on the man's tongue and touching his ears might seem strange to us, but in that cultural context, saliva was thought to have healing properties. Jesus' actions were a physical sign of what was about to happen spiritually and physically. He could have healed the man with just a word, as he did in other miracles, but here he used touch, showing that he enters into the messiness and the brokenness of our lives in a very real and tangible way. The sigh and looking up to heaven also reveal Jesus' deep connection to the Father. The sigh could be a sign of compassion, almost a groan of empathy for the man's suffering, and perhaps even for the brokenness of humanity. His looking to heaven indicates his total dependence on and unity with the Father in all he does, and that this healing comes through the power of God. Finally, when he says "Ephphatha," meaning "be opened," it's not just about the man's physical healing. It symbolizes something much deeper, the opening of the man's ears and tongue spiritually, enabling him to hear and proclaim the word of God. It's a reminder for us as well that we need to be opened by Jesus so we can hear his voice clearly and speak his truth in our lives. This story in Mark's Gospel is not just about physical healing. It's a powerful reflection of the spiritual condition many of us face today. Like the man in the Gospel, we too can find ourselves spiritually deaf and mute, unable to hear God's voice or speak his truth. To anyone caught in this dilemma, Jesus says, "Ephphatha, be open." The challenges we face in being open to God. In our modern world, there are many obstacles that can cause us to close our spiritual ears and mute our voices. Some of the key challenges include distractions and noise. With constant noise from media, social networks, and daily responsibilities, it's easy to drown out the voice of God. Our spiritual ears become desensitized to his whisper amid the chaos. Jesus says, "Ephphatha, be open." Fear and doubt. We often fear the consequences of truly listening to God's call. What if he asks us to change our lifestyle? To let go of something or someone? Doubt can paralyze us, making us hesitant to trust fully in his plan. But Jesus says, "Ephphatha, be open." Comfort and complacency. It's easier to stay in our comfort zones, going through the motions of faith without truly engaging or committing. We may attend Mass or say prayers, but our hearts are not truly open to transformation. Jesus says, "Ephphatha, be open." Sin and shame, past sins, or the burden of guilt can make us feel unworthy to hear God's voice. Shame isolates us, causing us to close off from the healing love God is constantly offering. Jesus says, Ephphatha, be open to my love and mercy. These challenges are very real, but they are not insurmountable. They are not the whole story. God has the final say if we are open. So how can we overcome these challenges? The miracle of Ephphatha, being opened, is one that requires our cooperation. God is always willing to heal and open our hearts, but we must actively work to remove the barriers that keep us closed off. Here are some practical steps to help us be open to God's Word. Silence the noise, make time for silence and prayer daily. In those quiet moments, tune your heart to God's voice. A daily examination of conscience can help you discern where God is speaking in your life. Cultivate trust. Trust is built through relationships. Spend time in Scripture and the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. These strengthen our faith and remind us that God is always with us, even when we don't understand His ways. Take small steps out of comfort. Start by saying yes to God in small ways. Whether it's being more intentional in prayer, taking on a new ministry, or simply listening to others more attentively, these actions open us up to deeper transformation. Seek reconciliation. If sin or guilt is keeping you from being open, come to God's mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. The weight of shame is lifted when we confess, and our hearts are open to God's healing grace. Use your voice. We are not called to stay silent. Open your mouth to proclaim God's truth in your daily life. Share your faith in small conversations, pray aloud, or be a voice for those in need of justice. Speaking out in His name solidifies our openness to His will. Today, Jesus calls each of us to be open, open to His voice, open to His healing, and open to the mission He has for us. As Catholics, we are called to live authentically, with hearts, ears, and lips fully open to God's work. But this begins with intentional living, consciously choosing to listen, to speak, and to act in alignment with God's will. The world needs your witness. If you have been silent or spiritually deaf, now is the time to respond to Jesus' call, Ephphatha, be open. Ask yourself, what is keeping me closed off from God? What can I do today to open my heart, my ears, and my mouth to Him? Let us pray. Lord, open my ears that I may hear Your voice above all the noise. Open my lips that I may speak Your truth boldly. And above all, open my heart to be transformed by Your love and mercy, that I may live out Your will with courage and trust. Amen.